Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And again, a four-man rush. It's batted into the air, and Andrew Van Ginkle gets the pick. Chased by McLaurin, and down inside the 30-yard line. And Daniels got blown up on the block by Isaiah Rogers to open up a 41-yard Van Ginkle return. The fifth interception of his career.
That's AMAC, the Giants fan, that keeps playing the interception by Andrew Van Ginkle. Let it be known that a Giants fan is trolling you with highlight after highlight after highlight.
Am I trolling them?
I don't think I am. I think you are. I think that's what I would call it anyway. I mean, that's what the kids call it, don't they? Right? Maybe. Sort of. I'm watching back some of the All-22 of Jaden yesterday. You know, like even early on, he just pounds one into the ground to Colson Yankoff. I mean, the first throw was beautiful. Yes, it was easy, but it was beautiful. It's everything that like the offense was last year. And then there's just times where you know, Yankoff got beat on a block on a little dump down to McNichols for 2 yards. You know, so there were other guys that were not doing their job to help him. But, I don't know, maybe he just covered it up better last year. Maybe Cliff certainly was more patient last year and more in concert last year. Can't use injuries right now, this moment, as really a big excuse because they had everybody back outside of Eckler. But, I mean, even yesterday, like, you know, again, there were just throws that we didn't really see Jaden make a lot of last year. There were times early in this game, you know, like when the game was still manageable, where you could see Jaden not see what he wanted right away and took off, packed it up, and ran. And I don't ideally want that, but that is part of his game. That's a huge part of his game. You know, there was a 5-yard scramble up the middle about halfway through in the first quarter. Thought he did a pretty good job. They did a little cross twist blitz up the middle up the A gap, which was a fear of mine. They picked it up for the most part. Jaden read it, danced around it, and picked up 5 yards. You know, and got down for the most part. You know, it wasn't perfect crystal clean, but McNichols did a good job, you know, for the most part, recovering on the pass protection. as he stepped up, as Biotis took two guys initially, you know, and Jaden did a pretty decent job. Like, so there were times, again, especially early on, where Jaden looked good. And you know, like, I don't love him like on this one play that I'm talking about, a 5-yard run up the middle. He dives to get down, but he goes down on his right throwing shoulder. Don't do that. Don't do that. Slide, baseball slide, which I know you could get an ankle, a foot, a knee twisted too. I got it. But I don't know what you're going down on your right throwing shoulder either. I can't say go down on your left because your left is hurt or was hurt or did get hurt again. But I don't know, man. I don't have all the answers. Like, again, I would just say as the game went along, it almost seemed like the fourth down failure and then the 98-yard drive, it not only took the air or the wind or whatever you want to say out of the sails of the Commanders, it like kicked them in the nuts over and over and over and over and over again. They had nothing, for the most part, nothing after that. Nothing to offer anybody. Nothing. I mean, there was a couple of moments defensively. I'm thinking about a Frankie Louvu pass knockdown, followed up by somebody made a play on third down. I think a sack, Von Miller, I want to say. I could be wrong on that. But that was about it. All right, let's go back to the phones. 301-230-0980. Let's go to Steve in Columbia to get the hour started. What's up, Steve? How are you?
Not too good. Let me just say, yesterday was a total embarrassment. And here's what I want to say. I'm going to look at the architect of the team, Adam Peters, and I'm going to look at the head coach. So they picked the players, if I'm not correct. They picked the players.
Sure.
And okay, so one of the problems I have is with Dan Quinn's, if he's the head coach and he sees certain things going wrong with his coordinators, he should step in. I know you want to give your coordinators autonomy to do what they want to do, but to me, there's been a pattern, and the pattern on the offensive side of the thing is that they're not running the ball enough. We've heard this time and time and again, and for whatever reason, he has not told, that I know of, Cliff Kingsbury, run the ball 15 to 20 times a game or whatever, 25 times a game, all right? That's one thing. And then I look at some of these acquisitions, like the Kinlaw. They chose to pay Kinlaw all that money. He's been up and down at best, right? That money could have been better used in other areas. The whole Noah Brown thing makes no sense to me based on his injury history. He never should have been re-signed. I'm not going to – the product that's been on the field, regardless of injury, is not professional. They made J.J. McCarthy look like Joe Montana. How do you think you can win football games with no edge rushers at all? Yeah, they got hurt, but you didn't even go into the offseason thinking that they really needed edge rushers. Dietrich Wise was not an edge rusher. The secondary is bad, but I'll say this. If you're getting no pressure on a quarterback, he'll tear you apart.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't get it. And then you had Joe Witt playing a man scheme, Quinn playing a zone scheme, and if they're both defensive guys.
No, they both wanted to play man. I mean, that's the thing that's kind of interesting about this is Dan Quinn wants to play more man, and so does Joe Witt. They just didn't have the personnel.
They didn't
have good enough personnel to play man,
but
their personnel in zone also suck. See, this is what I think everybody's been missing about this before yesterday, this transformation, is they played plenty of zone early in the year, and they stunk at it. They were terrible.
Right. So let me just ask. I'm going to ask you this. I think they're going to lose out the rest of the games. All right. I don't think they'll win another game. And my question to you is, would you leave things as is and say, oh, this was just one of these type of years? Or do you think changes need to be made? Personnel and coaching.
Are you talking specifically head coach and general manager, or are you talking about coordinators and other coaches?
If Quinn doesn't show the ability to make significant changes, mm-hmm. then I would put him on the list too.
That's fair.
Remember, they're going to lose 12 straight. What would you do?
Yeah, I mean, I would not fire Adam Peters or Dan Quinn. I mean, clearly they need to go get an outside defensive coordinator, somebody with fresh ideas and concepts, and somebody to wake up. I don't want, you know, any buddies necessarily, like Al Harris or whatever. I don't want a first-time play caller. They need to do that. If Cliff Kingsbury leaves and gets, I don't know, the Giants head coaching job or gets the Arizona, well, he won't get the Arizona head coaching job if that pops open. What's the other one that's right. open right now? Tennessee. If he gets a Tennessee job, you know, like, I'm okay with that. As long as Cliff doesn't pillage the rest of the staff, right? Like, ideally, I would want to keep Anthony Lynn here. Ideally, I would want to keep Bobby Johnson. I think he's done a pretty decent job with the offensive line. I mean, you want to talk about Bobby Engram with the wide receiver? Whatever. Okay. I mean, you know, but I wouldn't be opposed to saying, let's run it back with Peters, Lance Newmark, Quinn, but having two completely new offensive coordinators. I wouldn't be opposed by that. Steve, thank you. Appreciate it. Got to let you run so we can get to Dontell and Frederick next up. What's up, Dontell? How are you, bud?
Chris, man, I got a migraine, man.
Well, yes.
I got one hell of a migraine, man.
watching this team does that to us.
And it's not just watching the team. Watching the game yesterday definitely flared it up. But just listening at this radio today, man, I just don't understand people's concept. Unless they just don't know football. Like, they keep talking about fired Quinn or what have you. And Kevin Sheehan started the day really on my nerves because he keeps harping on this. The injuries are our number one thing that made us out of this bad season or put us where we are. It is not the number one thing. The number one thing that got us where we are is Adam Peters blew it this offseason. He completely botched it. All you have to do, like I said, if he would have went and got the receiver, that would have killed a whole lot of things. Maybe it wouldn't have made our defense the 85 Bears, but our offense can protect that defense and hide it a little bit if we can sustain drives. I mean, if you go back and count last year, how many drives, scoring drives, did we put together that was 7, 8, 9 minutes? This is what you need. You can't fix a defense that's as bad as ours overnight. So I don't understand his concept, but then again, I can because everything he says, he thinks he's on point when he's not. So I'm just sitting here because I don't know what people want to see. I had it
so,
coming yesterday.
Dontell, you and I have gone back and forth about this. Listen, I said over the offseason, I thought it was a mistake to let De'Ami Brown, Jamison Crowder, and Olamide Zaccheaus all go. But they offset it by, or at least theoretically, by bringing in Deebo Samuel if Deebo Samuel stayed healthy and drafting Jalen Lane. Well, Jalen Lane is not working out so far, period. I mean, he's shown some flashes, some potential, whatever. Then McCaffrey gets hurt, so on and so forth. Then obviously they make a big time effort to retain Noah Brown, who's always hurt, the whole Terry mess, right? The biggest area that I had with Adam Peters, and we said it throughout the offseason, is their lack of ability to add more juice off the edge. And if your idea of adding juice off the edge is 36-year-old Von Miller in the middle of July, to me, that's not the plan I wanted you to have. I would have liked you to add Von Miller and somebody else. Well, then somebody else was Dietrich Wise, right? And I like Dietrich Wise, but he's not the edge kind of person that I'm looking for. Yes, he can help you set the edge, but he can't help you crush the edge.
Mediocre guys. I mean, if he would have went out and got the dude from Cleveland, man, my head hurts so bad. If he could have got him from Cleveland, that's one thing. But this mediocrity, man, it's got to stop, dude. We've never had that game-changing receiver. All I'm saying, Chris, is if we would have got that receiver, I think the Terry thing would have been different. I don't think he would have held out. I think Terry held out because he knew we needed him.
I appreciate you. I understand the frustration, D. Appreciate it, man. Got to take a timeout to get back on track here, or to stay on track, I should say. We'll come back. Mark and Largo Show, Mo and Landover, Jason and Laurel, Double A, Lap, everybody online. Stay there. We will get to you as quickly as we can. We got no guests. We don't do guests for the most part around here. We just go hard to the hole. And don't forget, every time you hear Jaden Daniels throwing an interception, blame AMAC on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
And again, a four-man rush. It's batted into the air, and Andrew Van Ginkel gets the pick. Chased by McLaurin, and down inside the 30-yard line. And Daniels got blown up on the block by Isaiah Rogers to open up a 41-yard Van Ginkel return, the fifth interception of his career.
God, you are so mean! AMAC, what's going on with you? You're supposed to be happy the Giants didn't lose yesterday.
I'm not mean, man. I'm just trying to create for an interactive radio show.
Why don't you play like the Mariota interception? Why don't you play one of the three tight end touchdowns? Why don't you play all the great offense that the Commanders put together yesterday? All those big defensive stands. The field goals they kicked. You got nothing?
Nah.
For anybody that's tired of hearing Andrew Van Ginkel and Jaden's left elbow exploding again? Figure of speech.
I was about to say, you're so dramatic, man. Exploding.
Figure of speech. Blame AMAC. Blame him. Dan Quinn an hour away or so. I would so much rather lose by a point or two or a score than get blown out. Some people like one way or the other. you know, they can't take the close losses. No, man. Like, if I'm a Bears fan, I'm feeling all right about how things went yesterday. I sure, you're disappointed they didn't win. Packers 28, Bears 21. But you're like, ah, man, we were right there. If Ben Johnson doesn't stupidly call for a backdoor boot and Caleb Williams terribly throws one, we got a chance. Got a chance. But I would rather lose that way than lose this way. Again, 31 to nothing is the fifth time they've lost a game by 20 or more points this year, and it really should be six if you count the Green Bay game in which they scored, two late touchdowns in that game when the game was essentially over. All right, let's go back to the phones and get to you. Let's see. Let's go to Mark in Largo, the Mark in Largo Show. What up, Mark? How are you?
Hey, what's up?
Curious. What's up,
Mark? How you doing?
What's going on?
Hey, what's going on, A-Mac, with all these daggone Commanders, Jaden getting blown up stuff? Whatever.
Yeah. A-Mac is, he has taken on a new personality on this show over the last couple of months. You could see he's feeling his oats. You could see he's feeling comfortable. He's got a smile. He's calling me out. He's saying I'm super negative. He keeps playing the Jaden Daniels interception. Wait until this week when he starts lining up in his Eli Manning jersey, his Odell Beckham jersey.
Mark, do not let him gas you, Mark. This is just good radio that I'm trying to put together for you guys.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah. Look, let me say this, man. The last caller who you had who talked about Adam Peters, I think the sentiment is right now, if this was under Dan – look, let's call it what it is, Chris. If this was Bruce Allen or Vinny Serrato and Dan Snyder had owned this team, everybody in this town would be losing their mind. The media would be losing their mind right now with what Adam Peters has done this offseason. And let's call it what it is. Let's call it what it is. Yesterday was an egg on the face of Adam Peters. Everybody talked all year long, and Noah Brown, please. When Noah Brown is getting 13 more snaps than Treylon Burks, that's insane. That's insane. Okay, Treylon Burks needs to be playing because you need to find out if this kid could be on your team, on your roster next season. We know Noah Brown's not going to be there. And honestly, Debo needs to go too. Because Debo's been a disaster. That fourth down play, Chris, you and I both know if that was Terry catches that. If that's Treylon catches that.
Well, okay? You think Debo. On Treylon, yes, you think. You don't know, but you think.
Terry definitely catches that pass. You and I both know that. Terry
yes,
definitely.
No doubt.
And look, let's just say this about Debo. Debo was god awful in space. And that's the difference in this team this year and last year. When Jaden was throwing the ball to Zacchaeus in space, Zacchaeus is he's going to get some yards. He's going to get chunk yards. When you're throwing the ball down the stream to a stretching De'Ami Brown, you know he's going to get deep. You know that. Outside of Terry, they don't have anybody that can get deep. That's the reality. Zacchaeus in space, and Zacchaeus scored a touchdown with the Bears yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Kansas State is someone who can get the ball. You know he's going to get in the slot. He is a nightmare to cover. And the Bears are so loaded at receiver, they can't even get him on the field.
Well, they did more yesterday because what's his name was out. Adunze was out. But that catch that he made yesterday, Zacchaeus, was great. Remember the play that he didn't make, ironically enough, against the Commanders that could have gone for 95 yards.
Okay. See, Chris, you do this. There you go.
Well, I'm just saying.
There you go. All I know is Zacchaeus, right now, if he's on this team, he's right next to Terry. He's the one person that people are concerned about. You and I both know that.
Listen, I spent all summer long saying they were making a mistake, but, you know.
Chris, I got to call. I got to hold your feet to the fire to this.
Uh-huh.
Look, I know you hated Dan Snyder. I've said this many, many times.
Yeah.
That is over with, okay? You need to start being a journalist, man, okay? You need to start being a journalist and start calling Adam Peters out on this stuff. The only one on this station or on both stations that has been consistent about calling Adam Peters out is my son, Linnell. Now, Linnell will do it. And Doc, which I can understand. The rest of y'all, oh, no. We're just happy that Dan is gone. We're
Wait a second. So when the hell did you hear me say that? I call out everybody. I call out everybody. When have I sat here and just lavished all sorts of praise on Adam Peters this year?
Well, you're not criticizing him.
I mean, what do you want me to say? Every other segment, you want me to hammer him and say he's terrible?
No. Here's what I'm saying, Chris. Unlike Sheehan, who is all in the tank for everything, Sheehan does this every 5 years when they get a new GM, or he plays an anthem of what the Commanders or Redskins are doing. He thinks they're going in the right direction, and then he winds up getting his feelings hurt at the end of the show, at the end of the 5 years. You're not doing it, Chris, but you're also not saying, you know what, Adam, you could do a better job. You know you could do this
I've
better.
Said
never
that.
So
I've
you're
said
not,
that.
You're not, Chris. You're not, and I guarantee you callers will
How
call.
How many times did I criticize over the offseason and this season lack of edge rush, lack of wide receiver situation?
How many times? Well, let me ask you this. Do you think if this team is like this next year, should Adam Peters' job be on the line?
Of course. Of course. But don't act like Linnell is the only one to be able to do this. He's the only one with balls. He's the only one with hair on his chest. I mean, that's ridiculous, Mark.
I'm just saying, Chris. I'm just saying, I feel like if most of you guys would call.
And by the way, you loved Adam Peters when he traded Brian Robinson away because you thought Brian Robinson was the cause of all evil. Remember that? I do. Bye, Mark. 2:30, Team 980, halfway home, exactly. By the way, Treylon Burks did play more snaps than a receiver yesterday. It was just not more snaps than Noah Brown. I'll have that for you coming up in just a wee little bit on the Team 980, the Odyssey app, iHeartRadio, and tune in. Time for a quick trending alert. All right, Dan Quinn will meet the media at 3:30. We'll drop in on some of that right here on the Team 980 as the Commanders get ready for the Giants in a battle of, well, a top three draft pick, depending on how things shake out this Sunday, and East Rutherford. Meanwhile, Monday Night Football tonight, it is the Philadelphia Eagles at 8-4 against the L.A. Chargers. At 8-4, game right here on the Team 980. We'll see about Justin Herbert. Amarian Hampton expected to return for the Chargers. The Eagles come in, no Lane Johnson, and also one of their studs on their defensive line. Certainly going to be compromised are the Eagles. Shedeur Sanders, named the Browns starting quarterback for the rest of the season. For whatever reason, Kevin Stefanski didn't have him in on the two-point conversion play yesterday. Meanwhile, from college football, Notre Dame taking their football and going home, and they're not happy about it. They say they're not going to play in a bowl game, and now their athletic director is ripping the ACC, saying, quote, permanent damage has been done between the conference and every other Irish sports team. This guy is an absolute. Please give me a break. Give me a break. Damage because you didn't get in because you couldn't find a way to beat Texas A&M? Nonsense. And that's what's trending.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
AMAC decided to stop trolling all of you. He said, no, not this break. I'll be nice. Got too many callers on hold to get to. We can't possibly play the Jaden Daniels interception and injury again. The DOC is in the house. He's coming up at 4 o'clock with BNG today. He'll be here to break it all down, take all your calls. All you canines that are upset. Again, what better way to celebrate an addendum to National Tight Ends Day, like the Commanders celebrated yesterday with the DOC in the house. And the Commanders made sure to celebrate it yesterday in Minneapolis by allowing 3 touchdowns to 3 crappy tight ends. Now we've got our tight end in the house, the DOC. Eagles, Chargers, Monday Night Football tonight right here on the Team 980. Back to your calls. Let's go. Where are we going here? Jason and Laurel, and then we'll get to Mo and Landover. What's up, Jace? How are you?
What's up, Chris? How you doing?
What's up, Jace?
What's up, AMAC? You guys are doing great. Hey, AMAC's going to be frosty all week long, and he should be. The Giants are going to break every offensive record this weekend there is.
Oof.
I mean, they might score 90 points on us.
I mean, it is possible. It is possible that they put up a 30 burger. It is. 90? I mean, that would be...
Chris, I think the worst offense in the league just dropped 31 on us.
Yeah.
The worst offense in the league. And you know, I remember when we were still in our competitive portion of our season, we had some early stats where our defense looked like it might have had some teeth. But people were pointing out, yeah, but that was against the Raiders and that was against the Giants. And, you know, San Diego was missing a couple offensive linemen. But we did for a minute there. We had some good outings against bad offenses. This should have been a get-right game for us, and it was anything but a get-right game.
The thing that's so frustrating is I could have lived if Justin Jefferson went off. I could have lived with that. He didn't. He had 2 catches.
Yeah, so I think it was a really bad loss, especially coming off the loss to Denver where they looked good. You know, again, one of the worst offenses in the league to drop that many points. And the thing that kills me is I like Cliff, and I want Cliff to be here next year. But there's been a couple times this year, and this game was one of them, where our offense has had no answers for what the defense was doing. We didn't in Green Bay. We had no answers at all. We could not protect against Green Bay. And they did not have an answer, and it didn't matter who the quarterback was. I don't think it was on Jaden and Mariota. They had nothing schemed up for quick routes, quick wins against constant pressure, which just really kind of blows my mind.
I mean, early on, it seemed like early on they did have some answers for their blitz and their pressure and their looks, right? And sometimes they would line up seven and they would drop out and whatever, right? And it seemed like they had some quick game stuff and some quick screens and more than just like checkdowns. Like I'm looking at a play right now on that first drive with about five and change left to go. It's a quick three-step drop, boom, from Jaden Daniels out of gun, and he fires one right immediately to the left for Deebo Samuel, and he gets Deebo on the move, and Deebo gets 15 yards out of it. It seemed like they had stuff like that, and then it just kind of went away,
Chris,
and I don't know where it went.
Chris, I love you to death, and you're very smart, but you're better than this. Listen, he had a good scripted 20 plays, and those first 20
plays... Well, that's what I'm saying. Right.
Went well, but he had nothing after that.
No, I agree. I agree with you. I'm saying where was it after that? Where? Why?
Well, there's three things about the offense that, and I like Cliff. I don't want Cliff to stay. A couple times, I think we just outcoached. I think that defensive staff outcoached our offensive staff on that game yesterday, and it's happened a couple times. I don't like that. I don't see a lot of continuity with our offense. Like, we don't run the duo dive play to then set up, like, a counter tray or a counter bootleg off of it. It doesn't seem like the run game builds on anything. And Cliff, in my opinion, and you've told me this off air, too, your opinion as well, I think he abandons the run way too early. Mm-hmm. I mean, they were getting yards. He totally got away from it. And then it doesn't seem like our run game, when it's effective, it doesn't seem to like it builds anything. And I feel like almost the staff, they don't want to be a hammer and dominate in getting a win. I feel like they almost want to deceive and trick and outsmart people.
Yeah.
I think
that's fair. I think to your point, they don't marry the run game and the pass game. And certainly, like, some of the play action stuff is not married together and joined together like you've seen out of the Shanahan offenses and so on and so forth. I think that's all fair.
They really got to look at like what's going on with that. I don't want them to. I think this is a good coaching staff, but they have a couple deficiencies. And if they end this year, we lose them 12 in a row, and I think that's what's on the board. And I think the Giants are going to boat race this weekend, and I can't see us beating Dallas or Philly.
Yeah, I mean maybe they pick off Philadelphia. Yeah, maybe they pick off Philadelphia in the home game, or. You know, maybe it's the road game because Philadelphia's got their seating locked up. I don't know, but, I mean, it's not good. Jason, I appreciate you, man. I understand the frustration. I get it. I was watching the Deebo Samuel fourth down play again. I didn't realize this live in a couple of replays. It does look like Deebo does stumble a little bit. I wonder if that is what ultimately causes, you know, him to drop the pass. So many passes, though, that as the game goes on the second drive, Cliff doesn't seem to have answers. Neither does Jaden. And again, every play is its own individual entity. And listen, Minnesota, not only do they blitz a lot, but they are creative in how they blitz. A lot of twists, a lot of games, right? And I think they struggled picking some of that up and recognizing some of that. It's a different defense than what they've seen. Quite honestly, like, you look at Houston last night, and Houston doesn't just line up and come after you. They're creative. They don't see a lot of that. I mean, I'm watching play after play after play on the All-22 that you just don't see that same kind of alignment and pressure package. So maybe that's the reason why Cliff didn't have the answers. Maybe. But I would also say there were times, man, where I still think Jaden missed some stuff and had opportunities to go elsewhere. I'm just watching a play late in the first quarter. I mean, he's got a seam guy wide open down the right seam. I think it's Hurts. And he just totally misses him. And he goes to his other read. I don't know if it's the first read or the second read. I think it's the first read, but it wasn't there. It wasn't good. It was covered. And then another play right after that to McLaurin where he basically grounds it. Almost like he kind of aimed it.
I don't know.
I know Cliff is getting a lot of the blame and he deserves it. But it's not like Jaden was great, great, great in terms of his decision-making accuracy and whatnot yesterday. Mo is in Landover. What's up, Mo? How are you?
Hey, Chris. How you doing,
What's
man?
Going on, Mo?
Not much. Full transparency, I'm a first-time caller. I found your show in this offseason, and you do great work, man. But the Commanders are my second team. My wife's a huge Commanders fan. Her father's a huge Commanders fan. They got season tickets.
I appreciate it, yep.
And, like, you know, Mom, I grew up in Virginia, so all my friends are Commanders fans.
Okay.
And the one thing going into the season was huge expectations, which I just didn't see them living up to. Like, you got her uncle saying they're only going to lose two or three games. And my thing is with this team, I just didn't believe in the roster. I didn't think it was complete enough to compete and do the same run that they had last year. Like last year, you said this before, we benefited off of an easy schedule, and everything that went right for us. And with this year, the roster was incomplete, and that's the solution for next year is that the previous callers you had were talking about Peters, and that's the one thing Peters has to prove is can he bring in two draft class these next 2 years, can he draft the right players to come in to help this roster? And that's the thing he's going to have to do is maybe you might have to trade some guys away to gather some more picks. I'm not sure how many picks we have in the upcoming draft. But
well, they only have six right now, yeah.
You have as many. Yeah, you're going to need more darts to throw at the board. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So is that giving away Terry? That I don't know. These are questions we're going to have to figure out. But we're definitely going to need some more darts to throw. Maybe let some guys walk in free agency so you can get some compensatory picks, you know, that way. But he's going to need more darts to throw at the board to see if he's really the GM for
that, us. That's an interesting strategy there, Mo. The problem is they don't get those picks until the next year. You know, and Adam might not be here beyond 3 years.
Yeah.
You know? But that's not a bad point. What I think they need to do, quite honestly, is get the highest pick that they can, okay? Whether you call that tanking or not, you actually get rewarded in the NFL for it. But trade back. Like if you get the number 3 pick, it's okay to trade back if you can make it work to number 5 or number 6 and fill in some of those gaps for this year if you can make it work. But you got to be willing to make it work. And you might be willing, you might have to make a compromise that you ultimately don't want to make, or maybe you think you could get a little bit more so you don't make the deal. Like, they didn't make any deals last year. They did in his first year with Philadelphia, and so far it's kind of backfired on him. So far it's kind of backfired on him. But, you know, excuse me, to me, it's about, like, getting the highest pick not only allows you theoretically to get the best player, but it also gives you the most leverage to trade back.
Yeah. Yeah, you took the words out of my mouth. That's what I was going to say. Just, I don't even know. I was the person to say, yeah, Jaden needs to play. But now after yesterday, I'm like, well, why? Just lose these 4 games. And like you said, get the highest pick you can. Get traded back to a quarterback-hungry team. Gather, you know, another second rounder or a third rounder and just get as many darts as you can throw out the board. And hopefully some of these guys stick because we need more talent on this team.
No, I hear you. I appreciate the phone call. Good to hear from you, Mo. Thank you. We got to take a timeout, get back on track. I got Sage and Aspirin. I got AA and some more usual suspects after that. Hang tight with us on the Team 980 while I cough up half a lung. Good to have you with us on a miserable Monday after a meltdown in Minnesota on the Team 980. All right, let's get right back to the phones and try and squeeze in 2 here before the top of the hour. Let's go to AA, Athens and Annapolis. What up, AA? How are you?
I think Mark and Willie be hitting the U Street dispensary one too many times during the week.
Mm.
Let me tell you something, brother.
They're mad at the expansion team. They're mad at the expansion team.
I know this expansion team in Washington. Listen, what it boils down to, listen, the way they've lost this year is inexcusable. To your point, five games over 20 points, and the Green Bay game is not an indication of how bad they really lost. But, Chris, they don't have talent on this team. And Adam Peters, it's going to be some, like I said, some self-reflection in the offseason. He's whiffed more than he's hit on since he's been here, at least so far within the first 2 years. But I'm not going to call it in to pile it on because, you know, in business and in life, when things are going bad, you know, everybody's got their opinions and whatever. But there needs to be a serious meeting between the owner, the GM, and the head coach in the offseason of how they're going to fix this team. They have one wide receiver, a decent O-line and serviceable running backs. And on the D-line, they have two corners. One, I think Sanders still will rebound back, and two average defensive tackles. That's it. They don't have anybody else who's, you know, that can is going to make impact plays. God bless Bobby Wagner, but he can't run anymore. So that's really all I got for today. It's embarrassing to let a team like that do that to you like they did yesterday, but they don't have talent on this team, and it's going to be a major overhaul this offseason to fix this defense because they need like 8 to 10 players on defense, and I think that the offense is going to be okay along with the quarterback. Just need to add a few pieces and like speed around him.
Appreciate you, Double A. I think they should have lots of trade talks, and I think everyone should be on the table, period. I mean, outside of Jaden Daniels, obviously, but and expiring free agents. But that means Tunsil, too. Sorry. That means Tunsil. Let's go to Sage in Ashburn and get Sage up here before the top. Hello, Sage. How are you?
Hey, Chris. I'm very I have a lot of apathy now. It went from excitement to for every week, and now I've just been so apathetic. I don't even watch the games. I haven't listened to you. I apologize. But I just wanted to say one thing, okay? And you guys probably talked about this before. You know how he was being compared to RG3 and whatever. I just think, objectively, maybe my doctor hat is coming into play here too. But objectively, any other quarterback in the league that fell the way he did, and he dislocated his elbow, I don't think it would happen to other quarterbacks. And that's the scary thing, is that the falls he takes injures him more and more severely than I think would, you know, injure Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson. And that's the thing that worries me, is that there's no quarterback built the way he is. Let's just call it. He's a thin, tall, lanky kid. I've never seen any quarterback built like him do anything in the NFL. He came in last year. There was no tape on him. I have no idea how he succeeded last year. I literally don't. And like the fall this year should be studied with a microscope because it is insane how large this fall is. But I just, based on his body type alone, I worry about the future.
I mean, so Sage, you're not the first person, obviously, to be worried about his future. Now, you know, I get everything that you're saying. I've been scared to death before he even played one game that his style was going to be not reckless, but it was going to be conducive to him getting injured in a league where quarterbacks get injured all the time.
That was RG3, right? RG3 was the first running quarterback.
Yeah.
He didn't know how to slide.
Yeah.
On top of that, you have style of play on top of a very thin body frame.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the? I just doubt his body can last. I just don't think he can last in this league. I'm sorry, based on his body frame alone.
Yeah,
so that's all I want. I just don't think that the fall that he had, that elbow, like he fell, he braced himself with his left elbow, and his arm dislocated. Well, that's a lanky, thin, ASS arm that quarterbacks don't have in this league.
Right.
You know what I mean?
No,
and
I hear it.
It happened to somebody else.
I think there are other lanky quarterbacks, but to your point, it seems like the thicker, stouter, bigger quarterbacks, for the most part, don't get hurt as often, i.e. Josh Allen. But Lamar Jackson has been banged up quite a bit, and I would say he's a little bit thicker than, you know, certainly Jalen Hurts is thicker. So I would really like him to work on that part of it overall as well. I just don't know how much you can add to that frame. They knew some of this, and they also knew that he took a lot of car crash hits at LSU, you know?
Yeah, that's I heard that. But I just think that, you know, we're all playing Monday morning quarterback. We're like, oh, we should have drafted JJ, yep, whatever. What was the name? The Patriots quarterback.
Oh, Drake May. Yeah, Drake May. Drake May.
Oh, I just my instincts, you know, in medicine, there's a lot to do with instincts. My instincts strongly tell me that fall would not have resulted in a dislocated
elbow in
another quarterback.
That's interesting. I haven't heard it from that perspective, but Sage, I will trust your medical opinion, and I appreciate you, and great to hear from you. Appreciate you. Got to let you run. We are up against it. 3 o'clock on the nose. Final hour of power to come on a miserable after a beatdown and a meltdown in Minnesota Monday on the Team 980.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.